Welcome to TerryWilson3.com, the show committed to helping you grow, protect, and enjoy your money, business, and life.
Wanted to get with you. This is really something that seems to be scratching a lot of itches, and it looks like it's pretty lucrative.
Well, it's one of the best business decisions that I've made, you know, becoming a rep.
My intent now is being in that call center is letting people know this is the real deal. You will make money, and you don't have to have a product to promote. Just get in that call center and take calls, read a script. You will make money.
I started my own personal business 10 days ago. On Friday, I have my first two sales come through, and I have more pending. You do the activity, you take the time, you talk to the people.
You will make money.
I am in love with it. I don't know any other way to put it.
I really appreciate all the value you give. It's a lot, but I look up to you a lot. You're kind of a leader in an industry where there's lots of BS.
And by the way, I love your swag.
This is the Terry Wilson. Really, I'm excited, Terry. I want to get started here.
Thanks, Chris, for being here. This is Terry Wilson, TerryWilson3.com, and we are here live at the 2018 ELT Conference. What do you think, Reagan?
It's awesome.
Awesome. One of the neat things about coming here was getting to meet all these wonderful people.
It's my favorite part.
Yeah, that, you know, we see them online, or at least we hear from them online. They come through the webinars and stuff like that, but to get to actually put a person behind the voice, or a face behind the voice, or a face behind the ticket.
Right.
It's pretty cool. Did everyone look like you imagined them?
No, they did not. But I think that's fair. I don't think, you know.
Now, I got a question. Ron said he did. We not like his avatar. How did you imagine Gary Green looking?
I don't know. How do I answer that? I don't know.
I mean, in my mind, I had Gary as a young looking guy, but maybe a little more gray headed than what he actually is. I just thought he was.
I still got the gray coming.
I tell you, this is a young looking guy. He's I've got a face for radio. He's got a face for TV.
I just substituted Guy Fieri, and I was like, that's Gary for me now. I don't know why. That's just why I chose.
You always thought he looked like Guy Fieri.
Yeah, I was just like, sure. It's my mental image. Why not?
Well, listen, it has been a wonderful, wonderful time, and we're privileged to have our friend. We could consider him family, and maybe after today he'll be a foe. Mr. Bill Perry. Hey, Mr. Bill, how are you doing?
I'm good, Terry. Thanks for inviting me to be a part of this first event that you've hosted.
I'm telling you, it's the first, and hopefully it won't be the last.
No, I agree. I think there's been a lot of value offered to the folks who have spent their time and their money to get here. I don't think anybody in the room would disagree with that. It's been a great opportunity to connect with what you're doing and the service that you're offering. It's been really cool to be a part of this.
Well, I appreciate you coming. I tell you what, I think for me personally, we did 10 sessions, and your session yesterday after lunch was the money.
Well, I appreciate that confidence and value that I hope I brought.
You did, man.
You know, I think, you know, for me, obviously, clarity is key. And if we're not clear on who we are, what we're doing, and why we're doing it, then we're not offering people the best service that we can bring to the table.
Absolutely. You know, it's the foundation to build a life and a business on.
Yeah, I agree. And again, I mentioned this yesterday, but the reality is how you do one thing is how you do everything. And I need clarity for every aspect of my life if I can manage to find it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and it set me. It was a great alley-oop play because we went right in from that session into branding, and you really sort of just that was the springboard. You in my own mind, you helped me understand why I'm so passionate about my business and why it's so easy for me to talk to people about. You need to be an entrepreneur. You need to put your best foot forward in life and not accept the status quo as your reality, but you can do more. And I was like, why am I burning with that? And maybe you answer that. It's your past experiences that informs your future steps.
It is, and I think I said this in the session yesterday. Your greatest pain is probably your greatest path to authority.
Mm. Man, that's good stuff. Well, we're in a room full of elite members and TW3 members, and I want to give them some time to ask questions. I want to give them time to talk about their business, because everyone in here have their own thriving and growing business that they either have launched or are launching. They all have their iPhones out right now, which is making me extremely nervous.
Be very careful what you say next.
Yeah, so now, see, because I can edit this after the fact. I don't know what they'll have. I'm kidding with you guys. You can do whatever you want. But is there anyone in here that has an immediate question and they would like to ask right now? Raise your hand, because Mr. Reagan has to get the microphone over to you. Any questions? If not, okay, Mark, we'll start with you. Take that over to Mr. Mark. Mark, tell them where you are from. Tell them a little bit about yourself, and then ask your question.
Mark Ian Griffin, preferably. Out of Virginia Beach, Virginia.
Hoo-ah.
Retired military. And, oh, I had one very important question. How many dogs y'all got?
You're what?
How many dogs y'all got?
I'll bet you money, Mark, that all of Terry's dogs combined will not equal the weight of the single dog that I own.
Okay. Yeah, you need to talk about this guy's dog. I mean, he's got a dog that really, at that weight, it's not a dog; it's an elephant.
Oh,
at that
he's
point,
a beast.
A horse.
We call him the beast. He'll come running to the car when we get home from work in the afternoon. And say, hey, beast, how are you? 161 pounds. He's massive and awesome.
What kind of dog is that?
Great Pyrenees.
Good Lord.
Great Pyrenees. It's a small horse. We're getting a saddle for Bill for Christmas for his dog.
Well, as you know, I've talked about I'm going to get back into doing my webinars. What would you suggest as an intro subject?
An intro subject?
With my first.
For your first webinar. Mm-hmm. Well, what is it that you're trying to sell?
Myself, first and foremost.
All right.
And somewhere in there, a little bit of my expertise in different areas where I could help. But it's going to be mostly in the realm of working at home, that sort of thing.
Work from home, business becoming an entrepreneur.
Entrepreneur, coaching, whether it's mindset and or just starting a business, that sort of thing.
Yeah. You got anything on that? I've got...
You know, initially, Mark, I think it's always a good idea to identify the big problem that you're trying to solve.
All right.
That will gain you immediate credibility with some, and it will repel the ones that you don't need to work with or who don't need to be attracted to what you're doing. And it just gives you the opportunity to really specify your audience, brings them in because they can identify with the problem that you're trying to solve. They either have it or they may have a mutual interest in solving the problem. Either way, when you lay that out on the front end, you are going to gather the people that you want to attract.
Okay. So what I'm hearing is have a question, have a problem, and build everything upon that.
Yeah.
And so, okay. So I would...
And what's the problem you're solving for people if they want to have their own business? They want to have a work from home opportunity. What problem is that person having?
Well, and we kind of touched on this yesterday. I believe that you've been held from your full potential. So let's talk about that, you know. And so as I'm talking this out, I'm fleshing things out in my head. We can address certain issues, but the theme of each of the webinars, and I'm just thinking about this now, can always be you're being held from your full potential. Let's talk about it, and we can hit different areas, obviously, you know, some a little deeper, some, but
maximizing potential has got several different streams coming from it.
Right.
Maximizing potential in my personal life, maximizing my potential in my professional life, maximizing potential in my profitability as a business owner.
Right.
I mean, but that's your overarching. You want to maximize people's potential because life has beat people up. The hardest thing for people to believe is they can.
Right.
I've never met an individual that felt like they had fully realized their potential.
Absolutely.
Cool.
Absolutely. So let's get the mic on over to tell the truth, Josie. Josie, you might have to come up closer to the mic.
I don't want to jump the gun. You know
no, go ahead. Grab the mic. Don't talk until you grab the mic here.
Here's my question, Terry. You're probably going to cover this. Having a you call it a podcast. I don't call it that yet because I know it's not fully functional as that is, like that is like it's supposed to be. I need to know the step-by-step connections for what you're doing over there.
Okay. All right. She wants to know step-by-step connections. So I have got a microphone plugged in to just... Now, we went through it before we got talking on the podcast, but I use a dynamic microphone. I'm a big believer in them. I tell my clients never get a condenser microphone unless you've got an acoustically treated room. But I got a dynamic microphone, which is the Heil PR40, and you can go to terrywilson3.com/equipment. It'll be at one or the other. It's going to be on either page, so check that out. So it might be terrywilson3.com/equipment now that I think about it. But it's plugged into the Alesis multi-mixer, which is just a small two-channel mixer. You can pick these up at Guitar Center. You can get it through Amazon. You can get it through my page over there as well. But that's about an $89 mixer. And then I'm going straight out of it, out of the main outs, into a Tascam DR05 digital mixer. Now, why am I not recording straight to computer? I'll tell you why I got away from using computers and recording. Computers freeze up. They crash. Some of the best content, in my personal opinion, some great content that I wished we had right now from this conference was Wednesday night when you guys first came in. We had Joe talking about the business. We had Gary talking about the business, and you guys and just excited about being here. Your enthusiasm and everything was just so great on our membership training. And it was being recorded, our membership training, because I was using Citrix GoToWebinar to speak to all the people at home that was wanting to be on the training. It was great. And so those who heard it live, they got it. But the hard drive on this thing, because I normally don't use it, filled up, it crashed, it lost the video. There's no membership training for Wednesday night. Now, I've had that happen a time or two before. That's why I've got a physical outboard piece that I typically can, because this thing does nothing but record. It doesn't run an operating system. It doesn't connect to the internet. It does, because it's so simplistic and it's one function, the probability, now something can happen, anything can happen to anything that's got moving parts is digital, but the probability of it having a problem is way less. So that's why I always record my audio with this. I mean, we were wanting to do video, but we had SD card problem here. So this is all going to be audio here. So we'll have to go back in and fly some video later on in this training. But that's why I use this piece. And then I've got, for the bumper music, for people that are listening to this podcast right now, I'm using a product called Boss Jock. Boss Jock is only $9.95 through the iTunes store. And it literally turns your iPad into a radio station because you've got all these buttons that you can push and go there. And so it's all feeding in to this mixer, into the Alesis mixer, and then one audio cable out into the recorder here, and that's it. And then I'm going to have this in the MP3 format, and all I do is I upload it to my cloud. If you're hosting a podcast at terrywilson3.com, you already got a podcast plugin if you're an Elite member. And so you create your podcast the exact same way you post an article on your page. It's the exact same logic and everything, except you've got one little extra button that says put your WAV file right here. And then it's connected to iTunes, it's connected to Stitcher, it's connected to all these other formats, and it just populates out. And so people that have subscribed to you through iTunes or Stitcher, all of a sudden, when this goes live, this is what, episode 313, I believe it is?
I think so, yeah.
It'll go out and then it'll pop right. It'll show up right on there. Oh, Terry just published a podcast, and then they'll have it. And so that's the hardware that I'm using, and that's my workflow.
So Stitcher and what was the other thing you said?
Stitcher and iTunes is the two biggest platforms that are being used. She was asking what Stitcher and iTunes are. She doesn't have a microphone, so. Yeah, everybody's talking to me like we're just naturally talking in the room, but if you're not on the microphone, I got you, and she's recording me, so that's good. Any other questions, Miss Taylor? And by the way, put the microphone on her real quick. This is the Josie Gray. If you guys go back and listen to some of our early episodes in the 200s, you're going to hear me with a partner over here that's bantering back and forth and talking about going to see Earth, Wind, and Fire in Greenville down here at the Peace Center and all this other stuff. And she's giving me her. And she knew, tragically, the day after the tragic shooting in Charleston at the Emmanuel, what's the name of the church? AME.
Right.
The church there. She's a minister, organist, player, and has got her own ministry now, and is preaching. But she knew a lot of those people that lost their lives down there in that situation, or knew of them, or connected with them somehow. Mm-hmm. I don't want to misrepresent. And we had a podcast the day after that, and what was happening, and she was keeping us informed. So she was on that podcast. So there's a lot of good stuff that we had there. But she's got her own pod. What's your podcast, or your webinar, or your YouTube thing? I know it's Tell the Truth, but tell the people.
Above, yeah, right. Yeah, it's called the Triple T Josie Gray Show. It's on YouTube right now. So it branched from you. Because you kept pushing, and Josie, you have a message. Josie, you really need to get this out there. And because you believed in me, and you kept telling me, you need to use this, you need to do that, and you really put a lot into me, and I appreciate you for that.
Thank you.
So it's called the Triple T Josie Gray Show. It's on YouTube right now. It's literally TTT, which means Tell the Truth Josie Gray Show.
Triple T.
So that's where that came from yesterday. And, you know, it's going to be a podcast again. I have it's on a Facebook page, same thing, Triple T Josie Gray Show. But the ultimate is getting it on that podcast, like we talked about years ago.
Yeah,
that's now
yeah.
coming to fruition because we just don't give up.
That's right. That's so. Right. Well, you just life happens. You get busy. Other things happen. I know you've had health and all kinds of stuff, and you just manage it and keep moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
It's my old Rocky quote. It's not how hard you can hit, but how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How
get
much you can
up.
Take. Yeah. What does it say, Josie? A good man falls down how many times?
Seven.
But does what? He gets back up.
I said gets back up, but I was looking for it. I was like, okay.
He gets back up. That's right. That's right. Yeah. Well, thank you for
coming.
My
pleasure. Thank you for having me.
All right. Any other questions? All right. This is Money Man, Gary Greenbacks. I give Gary a hard time just because, I mean, Gary, we've been at this conference now for 3 days, and you've made two, three, four. How many sales have you made?
I think three sales.
Three sales, and we're not going to talk about any others, but you've got potential others. But we don't talk about that as professional salespeople because it don't mean a thing if it don't have that what?
Yeah, we don't want to jinx it.
We don't want to jinx it. He comes from the same school that probably some of us old salespeople come from. You don't count it a sale until...
Collect, the money's in the bank.
The money's in the bank. But he's, I mean, and you've been an inspiration to everyone here at the conference to let them see what's possible. And so I really appreciate that. And how do you think it's going so far?
Everything's going wonderful. A lot of good energy, a lot of good people, you know, and then the group, you know, everybody has a positive outlook, has good questions about their business, what they're looking to accomplish here,
yeah.
you know, to further their, you know, their education,
yeah.
you know, basically.
Absolutely.
And, so yeah, it's wonderful. Yeah, great.
Awesome, awesome. So, what can you tell that new entrepreneur that's wanting to get started in a home-based business that just feels like, man, I've tried this type of business, I've tried this type of business, and nothing just seems to ever work. What would you tell them to encourage them to get involved and what to do?
What to do? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean. Just start into the call center and follow the basic steps that you have in place.
Yeah.
You know, the few steps to get prepared where you don't have to become an expert on the whole product line before you start making money. So there's a few things that you can do that'll position yourself to where you can halfway know what you're talking about or sound like you know what you're talking about, basically.
Yeah.
And then kind of fake it till you make it.
Right.
And use the videos to help with that. And so you can, you know, start making money. And then once you start making money, then you can transition into more of the product line that you have, more of the automation that you teach, you know, how to leverage your time in the day and further your life and your business and your time and your money.
Yeah.
Just basically like you teach and everything else too.
You know, you don't have to know everything to do anything.
That's correct.
Isn't that right?
Yes.
You know, if you know, one of the top piano salespeople I've ever met, back when I was in the piano business, you're not going to believe this. This guy couldn't play chopsticks. Could not play. And he was one of the top Yamaha reps that sold Yamaha pianos. He knew how to talk about a piano. He knew how to talk about the nuances of what made it a great instrument. But he could not demonstrate it at all.
Nice.
You see what I'm saying? And I think what I'm trying to quantify what you just said, you know, there's a lot of moving parts, a lot of technical parts in the product line that we sell at TW3. And some of them, a lot of them are never going to be used by most people, but they're there for some people. Because you're going to find out what works for you and your business, because this will work and this won't. This will work and this won't. But it's a buffet of basically tools to select and use to build your business the way it needs to be built. And I think you isolate it so well. So many times people get involved in our business and they feel like they got to know it, use it, and be an expert on everything before they ever get started.
Right, right.
And then they're just professional students. And what does a student make?
Zero.
Well, yeah. I wish they wouldn't make.
I had a quick question too.
Yeah.
So, are you going to make a video, or do you have a video with how to create the podcast, everything that you're talking about here today?
Well, this was going to be it, but we had a camera issue, so we are going to make it. But this will just be a podcast and not a video, unfortunately, because of the camera issue. But what we'll do when I get home is that camera, and I'll be setting up and doing some basic stuff, and that will be a module that will go in your back office. If you're an Elite member, I think it's step 9. 11. Step 11 says coming soon. Well, this was that which was supposed to come soon. This is that which Joel prophesied, and Joel lied. And Terry did anyway. So
being fulfilled right before your eyes.
As being fulfilled right before your eyes. So, but we're getting it, and this will be part of it.
Okay, great.
All right. Anybody else? Who else? And that was Gary Grant. Gary, by the way, people want to get in contact because I want to make sure everybody gets connected. How can they contact you, Gary?
They can contact me.
You can give them the extension, or you can give them your website.
Toll free 888-600-7454, and that's extension 381. If I'm unavailable, leave a message.
All right. That's Gary Green. I'm going to tell you what, that's a great coach. If you're wanting to work in a call center, make some money from home, he can help you there. Who else has got something they want to ask? Or if you're not, we're just going to start around, and I'm on an interview. We'll start from this way, and we'll work our way and get back here. Let's start with the leader, Angela Leader. A leader to freedom, Angela Leader. Angela, have you enjoyed the conference so far?
I've enjoyed it tremendously. It's awesome getting to know everybody, and I've been to a lot of conferences, and getting the clarity of the purpose of my pain means everything to me, obviously, and so I truly appreciate that.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And, you know, just being able to meet you in person, just because, like you're saying, you feel like you know you based on the podcast and everything, so. Yeah.
Well, was it a disappointment?
No, and I didn't get to tell you this, and I don't really get to talk to you yet, but ministry and music and all that, that's why I resonated with you, if you will, and I sort of have that same personality and stuff like that, yeah. So.
Well, see, I attract.
I'd love to see your studio one day in person.
I attract the people. Right. That resonate, and that, listen, you. And here's something I want to tell every one of you guys: as you start putting content out in the world, just I want you to know this. I say it not to scare you, but just so manage your expectations. As you become yourself and you find your own voice and you start revealing your brand, you're going to attract the Angela Leaders. But guess what else is going to happen? You're going to repel the ones that's not, as we said. But here's the other thing: there are just some miserable people in this world. And not only are you going to repel them, but they feel like they're obligated to say, and I'm going to tell you what I think.
Right.
You're going to get hate mail. You're going to get hate tweet. You're going to hopefully you don't show up on the, never mind. See, that was editing. Well, I'm going to edit this later. I almost said something. But you're going to get people that say some mean things. There's not a day goes by that I don't have to go in. But you've got your blog set up to where people can leave a comment, but it doesn't get posted until you approve the comment.
Okay.
And set all of your stuff up that, because there's some people, oh, you're just a scam artist just trying to take people's money. Oh, you're just one of those people that like to sell pie in the sky. I've met your type before. Oh, you're one of those crazy fill in the blank. Just put yourself out there and, you know, be yourself, because your true self is going to attract your true audience. He's going to love you.
Thank you. Yeah, I've been wanting to do this forever, so the encouragement and being here and all this, it's been awesome. So
you got a book?
Yes, I do.
That you've written?
Yes, in the process of getting it published and still contemplating the title and different things like that, but yes.
And just in just 10 seconds, who's that book for?
Anyone that struggled with abuse, addictions, generational patterns, strongholds that they can't get released from.
Right.
Those type of people.
Awesome. And how does people connect with you? What's your website address?
acalltofreedom.org.
acalltofreedom.org.
Yes.
So she's a leader that's leading people to freedom.
Leading people to freedom.
At acalltofreedom.org.
At acalltofreedom.org.
I appreciate you being on today.
Thank you. I appreciate you too.
All right. I've got Miss Lindsay and Justin Taylor. Have you guys enjoyed the show?
Yes.
Have you enjoyed the conference? Well, not the show. You're probably not enjoying the show at all.
Well, there was going to be a show. But
yeah.
Terry Wilson.
Well, that's
Terry
the only
Wilson 3.
TerryWilson3.com. I don't want to be confused.
Happened today, so.
Well, what do you do? What do you do?
You talk on a podcast.
You talk on a podcast. That's right. You make it happen. You improvise. Doesn't the Marines have a saying about
improvise, adapt, and overcome?
That's right. Hoorah.
Hoorah.
Hoorah. Hoorah. Okay.
Hoorah is Army.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm referencing Sin of a Woman, so I don't even know what he can.
You keep referencing the Army the whole time.
I apologize profusely because I know that the Marines and Army are probably like oil and water sometimes, maybe.
Adapt and overcome.
Lindsay.
Yes.
You are a successful entrepreneur, a wife, a mother that juggles a lot and still finds time to make a lot of money from home. What can you tell those ladies that's wanting, or guys that's wanting to start a home-based business? Is it possible?
Yes, you can do it. You can do it if you are intentional with your time. You need a plan every day. You need a brilliant life planner or another planner that's awesome and gives you the ability to plan your day in 30-minute increments.
That is so awesome.
Brilliant life planner is the actual planner. You too.
That's not my brand.
No.
No.
Who wrote that?
Another businesswoman.
And is it a book or is it just a planner?
It's a tool. Just put
Where can I get it at?
I think you can go to brilliantlifeplanner.com. If you Google it, it'll go right to
it's a shame I'm not an affiliate for them.
Yeah, you should be. They're sold out this year, actually.
Oh, really?
So you can't even get one this year. But next year, if that tells you how helpful it is for anybody who wants to do this from home and has other responsibilities, which should be everybody.
That's
awesome.
Just
about all of us are married or parents or have another job or other responsibilities.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate you being here. I appreciate you being on the panel of speakers and stuff. You gave a lot of value this morning.
Thank you.
And it's nice to see. How many in here just love seeing people succeed? I love seeing successful people because you know why? Because some days I'm not successful and it encourages me to say, I can do that. Justin can do it.
Well, yeah. I do have a question for you.
Absolutely.
So with the tools that you offer,
mm-hmm.
I came here as one of the speakers.
Yeah.
I didn't know much about all the tools. I now know a lot about them and I'm very interested in starting a marriage podcast.
Yeah.
I think that would be super fun.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like being married is the most awesome gift ever, and I would love to talk about that in a forum where other couples could listen and give feedback. So how would you go about gathering an audience for that? What would be like your plan A for attack?
Well, what I would do is first develop some of the content. Okay, and then you build your audience through the marketing sources that we give you, creating landing pages and stuff like that and free offers. Check this out and offer something in the podcast of great value, not only just the information, mm-hmm. but something tangible maybe you could even give, and that's in some of our R&P stuff.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And by the way, today Justin and I talked about communication, mm-hmm. and there's a great book that we've read that we love about it. Once you go back and you could offer them that for free,
nice.
that you're giving them. And so they're coming, that they know when they listen to your podcast that they're getting great information and you're giving resources away. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just between me and you, don't let anybody else know this, when you give stuff away, you make money.
Yes.
So it's a way of monetizing your ministry.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's a great thing there. And that is our elite package there. That's with the podcasting module and all of that stuff.
What's that called? The cross-marketing package? What is that?
The referral marketing referral package. Marketing. Okay. And the podcasting module is our elite membership. Which, okay. You know, so, but yeah, that's where I would do it. And that's how I built my audience. But the thing you want to do, and it is really drill down in a particular niche of not just marriage, but marriage and that deals with, you know, when you start developing some of your initial content, mm-hmm. because that's really going to resonate with it, less people, but the people that you're reaching is going to resonate greater with, mm-hmm. and instead of being so broad, and then you can broaden it out as you build in your audience. See, when I started my podcast, I talked about health insurance. Not only did I talk about health insurance, I talked about the difference between major medical and indemnity plans. Now, I'm getting real deep in the woods here, mm-hmm. I know, for the general audience, but the people that was really interested in that, and ACA was just coming out, and it was trying to figure out how to save money, that was a resource.
Right.
And then my audience grew. And then because I had people listening, I had agents and I had consumers both listening, trying to get information on how to sell it, what's the value of it. And then I started expanding, and you know, the way I'm able to generate leads for my, and I would start talking about that, the way this health insurance has helped me and my family, as I start talking about that. And I would say, so, you know, but it starts with just being, I didn't just talk insurance.
So you would have like specific episodes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Don't be, when you're first developing your content, it's so important to really, really be specific, drill down on the niche, and because that's going to inform you. Remember our PPP. Product, people, and process. If I know what the in this instance, you know what the product is. It's. But I got to be specific. It's not just a podcast with about marriage. It's a podcast of marriage that deals with fill in the blank. Mm-hmm. That's going to inform the people that I'm trying to reach.
Perfect.
Does that make sense?
It does. Yes, okay. Thank you.
All right, Mr. Ron Hoslam. From San Diego, California.
All the way from the left coast.
All the way from the left coast. I want to tell you, some of my favorite people are from San Diego. Really, and it's a beautiful... Now, I wouldn't
Pat
want,
Flynn.
Pardon?
Pat Flynn.
Pat Flynn.
You
Pat Flynn, yeah. Yeah,
about.
Pat Flynn is out there in San Diego. And also, John Lee Dumas was mm-hmm. in San Diego, and he's now in some little island off the... because of tax situation, he wants to he wants to continue to make the money he makes, but not pay the taxes he had to in California. So, have you enjoyed the conference thus far?
Oh, it's been awesome.
Has
I'm
it
really
been?
Glad it came out.
Good. So, it was worth the trip.
Oh yeah, well worth it.
Well worth the trip.
Yeah. As soon as I saw the opportunity, I just jumped on it.
Oh man, I appreciate that. I appreciate that. And you've been in the business now with us a few months, I know. Six months.
About 6 months now.
Six
yeah.
months. Mm-hmm. And is the opportunity real?
Oh, yeah.
It's real?
Definitely.
It's not easy, but is it worth
no,
it?
No, it's not easy, but, you know, I came in kind of weak in all three aspects of the business, so I had to do a lot of background kind of research just to get, you know,
sure.
education about it. And I think that's one of the things that talking to people, it's very easy to get sidetracked because there's so much for you to learn, and it's good to have somebody that you can talk to that will keep you on the right path to kind of get you up and running and stay focused on the important things.
Right, right. But it's been worth it because you're starting to really take stride. I'm seeing some...
Yeah, I'm getting there.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be a little while, but I'm getting there.
It's
starting
like,
to see the bigger picture a little bit now.
Well, could you do paradiddles the first time you picked up a pair
oh, no.
of sticks?
Mm-mm.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's just learning those rudimentaries,
kind of
right?
I liken it to that, teaching music and
yeah.
that sort of thing.
All right. Well, man, it's good to have you out here.
It's good to be here. Thanks for having
great
me.
Great to meet you. So we have got, this guy, his shirt that he's wearing. We've got a neighbor of mine. How you doing, Mr. Tim?
I am doing awesome.
Tell the people a little bit about yourself. What's your background?
Early on in life, I was a school teacher for 4 years, taught math, PE, and coached football and basketball.
Okay.
And how I got into car business was my quarterback for the high school football team was a car dealer, And I worked with him during the summer and made more in the summer than I made all year teaching school. So that's kind of how my story in the car business was.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I mean, teaching is a calling. It's not a career. Yeah. I mean, you have to really be called to that because it's not the most lucrative path. But, you know, people that do teach, they're saints, in my opinion. So you've been in the business a while?
Yeah, a few months. And you know, it's kind of overwhelming, all the stuff that you got. But
it's like drinking from a fire hydrant.
Exactly. What I found out, the best thing I found out with this whole experience, which I'm glad I got to come, was the people that are here are just truly amazing people. And the biggest thing I got out of it was if you work the plan will work for you.
Amen.
And that's what I'm planning on doing when I leave here is work the plan.
Work the plan. Amen. Well, it's wonderful having you here.
I'm glad to be here.
And how can if you got a I know you got a website.
Absolutely. It's timsatterfield1.com. It's timsatterfield and the number 1.com.
The number timsatterfield1.
Yeah, well, that's going to be a 3, but it didn't sound good.
Oh, you know who wants to come in third place? I'm the only one who had to come in third place. Well, it's great to have you here, and you're an upstate boy.
Absolutely.
Wearing that Gamecock t-shirt.
Gamecocks.
Go Gamecocks. I made a mistake. We're in Greenville, South Carolina, and during the conference, I kept referencing Carolina. And when I said Carolina, I meant Tar Heels, because I'm natively from North Carolina. And Tim was very quick to say, when you're in South Carolina, son, and you say Carolina, there's a rooster. Wow. There's a rooster attached to that.
Yeah, the biggest challenge in moving from North Carolina to South Carolina was figuring out that Carolina was a chicken.
And real quick, Ron Hoslam is just an absolutely great coach for a lot of people, that especially if you're out on the West Coast, you'll want to connect to this guy. He is passionate about what he does. He's intentional about what he does. He's very thorough. If you ever did an MBTI, if you understand MBTI, I would call him a high-functioning sensory intuitive sensory person with a logical judgment function. So if you like step-by-step type thinking and training, and not big picture talk, but the finite stuff, and want to get someone that can tell you the nitty details on stuff because he studies it and he cares about it, then go to ronhoslam.com. That's Ron Hoslam, and it's spelled ronhaslam.com. And he'll be able to hook you up. If you want to take your money, your business, your life to new levels, he is there for you. And, Tim, it was great to have you.
Thank you.
Coach Dave. Coach,
Terry.
How are you doing, brother?
I'm doing great.
So tell us, was the battling I-95 in the parking lot that was 95 coming up from Florida, was it worth the trip?
Absolutely, and more.
Great, great. You've been coaching for how long?
Well, about 4 years.
Wow.
About 4 years now.
It's a calling, isn't it?
It is a calling.
But you enjoy it.
I love it.
You love it.
It's fully me.
And what do you love about coaching?
Well, I love connecting profoundly with people. I love having engaging and profound life-changing conversations. That's what I love to do.
Awesome. Well, you've got that demeanor. I call it more of a professorial, more of a laid back and just sort of can speak to the situation. It seems like you're not too excited. You don't get frazzled like I do. Yeah. You would be the person, if I was sitting down working through something, you would be the guy I would want to be on the other end talking.
Thank you.
It just,
I like hearing that. Thank you.
Well, absolutely. And you've been with us for how long now?
About three months.
3 months.
3 months.
All right.
Finding my way.
Finding your way. And what do you like? What do you not like? And if you don't like me, there's nothing we can do about that. So.
No, I love you. Love your son. This is a beautiful, beautiful situation here. Today and this weekend, I got such a new understanding of marketing. You know, there's all these amazing tools. I really discovered which ones are going to be right for me to get into. Marketing was like a total mystery for me. And so I've learned a great deal about that. And I'm very grateful for that.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, it's great to have you.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
Mr. Spears. Oh, by the way, how do they connect with you, Coach Dave?
The best way to connect to me is my website, It will be back up and running here in a couple of weeks. HigherMeaningAndPurpose.net.
HigherMeaningAndPurpose.net. Check him out if you're wanting some intentional coaching. He's going to help you. Mr. Spears, all the way from Peachtree Street.
Peachtree Street.
Oh, Georgia boy. How about those Braves?
How about those Braves?
How about those Braves? Walk-off run there in the ninth, the first game. Of course, they couldn't pull it out, I think, in the 11th, 12th inning last night. I watched them and just cried myself to sleep. Bless their hearts. But they're our lovable losers, aren't they?
They sure are. They sure are. And well, I think you're headed that way pretty quick.
Yeah, going down there Monday to watch them beat the Washington Nationals.
Absolutely.
We pray and hope. And I'll throw things on the field if they need my help. We'll do whatever we can. So, Joe.
Yes?
You keep Reagan and I in stitches.
I don't understand that.
Just that dry, dry wit. I mean, I think you're gonna love this. We had him on a podcast, live podcast, and we'll open up a mic and we can talk to him. And by the way we do that is we're using GoToWebinar, and I've got on my computer it as a audio source that goes back into my mixer, and there's a technique called a -1 mix. You'll have to Google that, but -1 mix that will show you how to feed audio out of your computer back in, and you don't create a loop. Because if you don't do it right, you create a feedback loop. But there's a technique, and you can Google that on YouTube, -1 mixing. But I do that to have people like Joe on. And Joe was talking about he made a sale, or it was third, fourth sale early on. And I said, well, how did it go with the client? He said, oh, she already knew you and said you were the greatest thing that was invented since the toilet bowl.
Wow. Yeah. Love to see that hierarchy in her world, how that would actually.
So, since then, I know that's my go-to guy when I ask how things are going, because he's going to say something that's going to keep us in stitches. How have you liked the conference, Joe?
It's been excellent. I've learned a lot, even though I've been around a while. It's just things come together when you see it in person or whatever. So I have a much clearer understanding of how some of the things work that I'm going to be using to promote a second business that I wanted to do but just really didn't exactly understand how to do it. So I think that I can get it done easily and quickly, and I'm looking forward to doing that. And it's just been great meeting everybody. This guy here, people that I brought on, so it's nice to see him in person. I know I talked to Dr. Dave on the phone for many, many, many times, and I can remember one thing he said one time, that he was waiting for the spirit to move, and I probably rolled my eyes. I'm not sure I did, but I'm pretty sure I did. But thankfully, the spirit moved. And
that reminds me, y'all watched Hoosiers? Everybody seen the movie Hoosiers? Remember the one kid on the basketball team that was always praying and always praying, wouldn't do anything, and they need a player out on the field or out on the court, and he's still sitting there just praying, and Gene Hackman walks up and says, we need you out there. He goes, I'm praying to the Lord. He's, what are you praying for? He's, I just need – and Gene Hackman went over and he says, the Lord said he wants you on the basketball court. And he goes, amen. So Joe closed. That was the spirit closed. The spirit of God said, you need to go ahead and do this.
You need to make the move.
Well, Joe, it's good to have you here.
Great to be here.
How can I connect with you, Joe? Put the microphone in your face.
Yeah, just my website is promarketingart.com.
Promarketingart.com.
Just like it sounds.
Yeah, and if you want a guy that knows the sales industry, been around like Tim Satterfield here, these guys both, they're seasoned professional. And when I say professional salespeople, I'm not talking about your lot lizards, your slimy salespeople. I'm talking about people that they know their craft, they want the best for their client, and they know how to connect with you. I love these guys. I have a kindred spirit because I'm sort of from that vein. So Joe's a great one. So it's ProMarketingArt.com. connect with him, especially if down in the Atlanta and Georgia area, because he's there in that area, and he can show you how to take your money, your business, your life to new levels just with some tools, training, and technology that anyone needs to do any type of business that they need. So beside Joe, we have a movie star in our presence. This guy was in a movie that has become iconic.
Iconic, you say?
An iconic movie. Matter of fact, the supporting actor that was in his movie was a guy named Patrick Swayze.
Oh, my goodness.
So
Dirty Dancing?
It was Dirty Dancing.
There you go.
And was you the one juggling the watermelons in that scene when they were coming down and she first, baby got first?
I got this picture. I can see it now. He was the one trying to put baby in the corner.
He was the one putting, and nobody
puts baby in a corner.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Neil Craig. How's it going, Neil?
Hey, it's going great, man. It's going great.
I wished we had a camera. He's as red as I am right now. So you were in Dirty Dancing for sure.
I was an extra dirty dancer, yes, sir.
You was an extra
extra dirty. Yeah, here's where punctuation is critical.
Where do you put that comma? An extra dirty dancer. Oh, wow. I mean, to have your resume, I would give anything to be able to say, yeah, and also I'm an extra dirty dancer.
That was the title.
That was the title, extra dirty dancer. Golly, that's so funny. And then had a son that's in the new dirty. Yeah,
the new Dirty Dancing too.
And was he extra dirty in his dancing?
No, he was an extra teenager.
Oh, say. Say. Well, not all of us can be an extra dirty dancer. But that's awesome. You've been in the business here for 2 months?
Almost 2 months.
Almost 2 months. And you hit the ground running, made a few sales, and you've come to the conference. And tell us a little bit about, because you're sort of new at this. So
yes, sir.
What's been your experience thus far with the TW3 platform?
Well, you know, I've said this a couple of times, but TW3 is deep and wide. And there's a lot to do, a lot to take on at first. It's definitely been a learning process. It's been overwhelming. But, you know, coming to this conference, getting to meet other people in TW3 has been really encouraging, you know, and just hearing people's stories. I mean, I say this a lot, that you just never do know where people have been, what they've come through, and, you know, here they are today or whatever. But it's been great to get to meet everybody, hear different people's stories, and then just see people that's, you know, doing this business. It's been successful and being successful. And so that's been encouraging for me to get to meet people that's really doing this business and doing great at it.
Yeah. Well, it's possible.
Absolutely.
And it's not easy, but it's worth it.
Absolutely. And I'm going through that process, but feel like I've learned a lot this weekend and have a lot to take back home to Rutherford, North Carolina.
You just had to go there, didn't you? You just had to go there. That's the Chamber of Commerce ought to support and pay for your podcast. I'm just going to tell you, right. You need to go to down there on Main Street in Ralston.
Yeah.
You need to go to the Chamber of Commerce and talk to who's over there now? Who's the guy running there? You say, hey, look, I'm really talking you guys up, so I need a little something-something, you know what I'm saying? That's an RMP link. Yeah, ain't that man an RMP link from the Chamber of Commerce?
That's right.
So, Neil, you are new to TW3, but you are not new to sales.
No, sir. No,
yeah. You are a sales professional.
I love sales. I love being able to help people get what they want or need.
Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, being able to meet people and just get to work with people, you know. And so that's a great part about TW3. We can work with people and help people do what they want
in any direction they want.
In any direction they want, yes, sir. Yeah. And help help people solve problems help out in their lives, you know.
Sure.
And help change lives.
Absolutely, absolutely. If people want to connect with you, what's your website?
It's neilcraigsolutions.com. That's NEALCRAIG solutions.com.
neilcraigsolutions.com. Listen, if you want to work with a coach that's a movie star, that's an extra
dirty dancer.
Extra dirty dancer.
Shirtless.
Shirtless. By the way, if you want to know which one is Neil, the last scene where you got the guy singing from the Righteous Brothers, I've had the time of my life, and they're all out there dancing, and she does her big swan dive up, and Patrick's holding her. Then everybody comes out and starts dancing. Neil is the guy in the white shirt.
White with ground.
Yeah, and he's coming out and saying, come on, let's dance, come on. So he's that guy. He is that guy.
And then it's a scene, the ballroom scene there where we come together and pick up the first chairs, me and the real top couple in there.
Were you wearing a shirt in that one?
I am, yeah. It was in the smoky room scene, which we called the smoky room scene where...
I call it the watermelon scene where they're in there juggling the watermelon.
Jeff Gray and the other guy carries the watermelons up there where the guests are not supposed to be. That's where...
That was the money shot. That's where they knew that was the extra...
Yeah.
Dirty dancer.
That's right.
All right. Miss Nancy. Nancy. She's been with us now.
6 weeks.
6 weeks. Just starting her business.
Yep.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, Nancy.
Well, I live in Rutherford County, North Carolina, Forest City.
Chamber of Commerce is going to have to pay you, folks. I'm just telling you.
I am originally from Charleston, South Carolina.
Okay. Absolutely. And Nancy, how many businesses and sort of business opportunities and different things have you tried before?
Too many.
But you've tried some.
Yeah. Right? And none of them worked out. They were all bogus.
Right.
Yeah.
And just you're just getting started, so it's not fair to ask you, your sales experience here because you're just launching your business.
Right.
But just from your initial experience thus far, what are just one or two things that you can say this is really different? TW3 and the opportunity here is really, really different from some of the other biz ops I've tried.
Oh, goodness. It's hard to narrow it down to two. I don't know. I would just say I think really just knowing you.
Mm-hmm.
I've known you a long time.
And you still did it.
And
are you a slow learner?
I just knowing you and your character.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that.
Getting to meet these people here.
So the conference was of huge value.
Oh, my goodness. Absolutely. And, just to see the success of people that have been here, been with you for a long time, and then those that are just been with you just for a couple of months, it just shows me, if they can do it,
absolutely.
This chick can do it.
Absolutely. Well, what's your website address?
It is Bedford.TerryWilson3.net. Yeah.
Bedford.TerryWilson3.net.
Breeze.
Okay.
That's the name of the website.
Okay. Always. Very, very good.
Thank you.
Well, listen, I tell you, sometimes people get this attitude. Well, I don't want to work with a new person. I want one of the Gary Greens, or I want Terry Wilson. And I always tell people, I don't say this about you, Gary, by the way, so don't take, but I say, you might not want to do business with me. You might want to do it with one of my reps. And they say, well, why? And I says, because my time is just so, so narrow and limited. And if you're new at this, one of the best things you can do is actually go to one of the newer members that don't have a big book of business yet, because they have a little bit more time, and that gives them the opportunity to earn while they learn. Mm-hmm. Earn while you learn. And so you're learning together and you're earning together. And so I encourage anybody, if you're brand new at entrepreneurialism, brand new at doing anything in business, grab one of these new guys, because you'll have a little bit more time with them. Because some of the guys that's got a book of 300-400 clients, you know, they're like me. It's just like, okay, it's going to have to be booked. It's got to be in this time segment. But just because everybody's pulling on at you one time, and you just have to be able to scale your business, you have to manage that way. So I would encourage people to go to bedford.terrywilson3.net, and they'll get to your site.
Thank you.
The crane effect.
Yes, sir.
I have been affected by the crane.
I'm sorry?
Paul Crane. When he first came on and he gave me his last name, I says, and he says, we was talking about logos and stuff. You know where my mind went?
Karate Kid.
Absolutely.
I'm thinking about the crane technique. Yeah.
I'm thinking, this needs to be your logo. But we put a bird up instead. So, but anyway, that's just my crazy sense of humor and stuff. But Paul, you've been with us now December?
Yeah, no? Late December.
December, late December. But you've been on my mailing list for...
I think it's close to 2 years.
2 years. Now, guys in the room and guys listening to this podcast, that's why you drip and just continue to give content, continue. These people that are coming into your sales funnel, they will fall eventually if you're giving value and proving that you're legit and proving you're valid.
It was also partly skepticism. It's like, okay, I answered this Craigslist ad.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to this girl on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
She sent me some info. And then it's like, I tried calling her and then she wasn't there. So then I started getting some more stuff from you. And that was kind of where the delay was.
So you're an orphan.
Yes.
I want to talk about orphan sales, and this, no matter, we're going to talk, but this is why you don't quit. This is why you don't quit. This is why you recruit affiliates, because your affiliates are going to be out there in the highways and the byways promoting your business. And the human nature, I meet resistance, I quit. Because affiliates don't have any skin in the game, so it doesn't cost them anything to get in, and it definitely don't cost them anything apparently to get out. But their activity has just generated leads that are now in your sandbox. And if you do due diligence and continue to follow up, you're going to get where I'd say a good 30% of my business is orphan sales. People came in, they were real hot and heavy for the first 3 months, threw their hands up and quit, walked away. Well, all of those leads that's been exposed to what we do, they're still there. They're still interested. And Paul is sitting here as an elite member today, which is a $3,000 package. As a result, that could have been, should have been, and rightly should have gone to someone else, but didn't, because they quit. So there's good and bad in everything. Someone starting out in a home-based business that might want to use this tool, might want to use your tools, tell them what they can expect. Tell them the good in what they're going to get, and tell them, and go ahead and manage your expectations and say, but prepare for this. What would you tell them as they get involved with you?
Well, I think the good and the bad are the same thing. You have so much, like you say, it's a drinking out of a faucet. And
fire hydrant.
Fire hydrant. That's even even worse. Bigger faucet, yes. And that's really, I think, where I got clear this weekend was just pick something, get good at it, and, you know,
bring on
the other stuff. Yeah. So, I'm sorry, what else did you want?
Well, that was it. I wanted to know, because you're talking to clients right now, and I want them to know why they should do business with Paul and what they can expect. What's the, you know, if they join Paul's business, they come on as a rep member for Paul, or a plus member, or an elite member, you know, there's earning potential there. There's opportunity. They don't have to cold call. You know, it's not like these businesses where you have to go out. So there's a lot of good stuff that they expect, but there's also something that they need to prepare for. There's a cost to all of that freedom. So I just want that balanced presentation of what they can expect.
Well, yeah, and the cost is getting educated on the tools and everything in there, and figuring out what you, the time that you have to devote to that stuff.
Devote to it.
Yeah.
Good stuff. So the conference was good. It was worth your trip all the way up from?
From Florida.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And how can clients connect with you?
Two ways. They can go to CraneMediaAndMarketing.com, and same thing on Facebook, Crane Media and Marketing.
Crane Media Marketing.
My Facebook page.
Awesome. It's good to have you here. Miss Jane, say we've already done, Mark, have we done you? Well, real quick, I'm sorry, I thought we did. Mark, you're from, oh, I know we talked up front, but real quickly, because we're running out of time.
Right.
Yeah.
Virginia Beach.
The main man.
Retired military. Contact information if you want for home working opportunities.
Yeah.
WeWorkBetterAtHome.com.
Oh, I like it. Yeah. I like that.
Well, I'm a marketer, so.
I like, yeah. Y'all hear that? WeWorkBetterAtHome.com.
WeWorkBetterAtHome.com. And then for the coaching side of things will be the Griffin's Lair coaching.com.
Did you say the Griffin's Lair?
Yeah, I like that.
Can you brand my website? I'm telling you, that is awesome.
Yeah,
well, guys, if you want a coach that cares, if you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, and you're allergic to apathy, you need to call Mark. Mark, what's your extension in the call center, by the way? Do you know? You don't remember?
I normally have it on notepad.
No, don't worry about it, but you got the websites there.
It's 1-800-673-1728, extension 1085. Again, 1-800-673-1728, extension 1085.
You want to be motivated, inspired to go to higher levels, Mark is your man. Thanks for being here, Mark. Jane! Yeah. Where's Tarzan at?
I forgot him. I didn't bring him. Dang.
Jane, what's been your experience here?
This has been incredible. I've gone to a lot of business conferences throughout the U.S. By far, this is the best one I have ever attended.
Wow.
I mean, seriously, this is like, is the energy in this room, the creativity here, the sincerity, the depth of the people. I mean, I've learned so much. I've had multiple epiphanies here, like for sure.
That's a big word, like mayonnaise, Terry.
Bill's got it. Hold on one second. Bill's going to explain what epiphany means.
The lights came on.
Oh. I got you now. The lights came on. Good deal. Well, it's so good to have you.
Thank you. It's great being here, and I've learned so much. I'm having to redo a lot of stuff that I've done, so and rethink a lot of things, too, which gives me an excellent platform. And I love the fact that TerryWilson3.com is really like a foundation that I can build on. How amazing is that? And I'm thinking about redoing what I've had done and calling it Affirm Your Potential.
Mm.
So hopefully I can do that.
You can do that.
Yeah. Well, hopefully it's not taken. I haven't actually looked yet.
Well, but that's the process, is rethinking, reshaping. Go back. You can go in the history of my website. Look at it just 3 years ago and look at it today. Yeah. I'm in a constant process.
Over the last 6 months, I really noticed like each month or two, and then after the first of the year, it's like, whoa.
Yeah.
Well, you're always continuously adding content on a continuous basis,
Yeah.
Like, it's not like you'll do it for like a couple months and then take off like 6 months. I mean, you're always adding content moving forward.
I put a podcast out, at least one podcast a week, a couple articles a week, and I post YouTube things that have nothing to do with business. I have a word of the week that I'll put out just to inspire people, and then I'll put out an income hack. I do that a week. So I've got about four things that I create a week to constantly put out value, because I want to earn the right to have people to listen to me. Because I can't sell anything if I don't have an audience that'll listen. And that's what you got to do in these podcasts and all this content. Jane, I really appreciate you being here. You've got the spiritual gift of encouragement. You're always an encouragement. Every time I hear Jane's on the phone, Jane's emailing, Jane's got a ticket, whatever. It's always a joy because you're just such an encourager.
Thank you so much. I've had to do a lot of forgiveness in my life, so... A lot.
Well, you're working with me, so you had to exercise. Thank God, you know. I appreciate you. And another Georgia boy.
That's me.
Mr. Charlie.
I'm so glad that you did this for us. And it was an incredible blessing to have gone ahead and purchased the ELT package. I didn't know why I did it at the time. And I threw out a fleece to the Lord and said, you know, if this is something I'm supposed to do, please help me to do this. And literally within the same morning, I got a job opportunity that paid for the entire thing.
Mm.
And so I kind of knew right then that it was meant to be, you know. And so I had in my heart for the longest time about creating a website and a blog and a podcast to share with people some of the things that God has done in my life, you know. And I had been diagnosed with an inoperable heart condition. I had congestive heart failure. The doctors didn't give me much hope. I was gripped with fear. I didn't know exactly what I was going to do at that point, but I knew for one thing that if I had left this earth, that I would not be with my God. And so I knew I had to do something about that. And I got alone with God and started agreeing with His word about me and what He had for me and His desires for me and how He wanted to heal me. And what He did to heal me through Christ, who laid on a whipping post so that I could be healed. And when I started agreeing with that, and my mind was renewed and came in agreement with the Spirit of God and the Word of God, I found myself in a matter of a few short months completely healed and restored.
Mm.
And so I've been busy telling other people. And I was looking for an avenue to tell people in a larger audience.
Mm-hmm.
And I was praying about that. And then here comes TW3. And I resonated with you, brother. You know, I felt the spirit within me resonated with you.
Mm.
And so I knew that this was the place for me to learn how to do that. Because believe me, I'm a goat farmer from up in the West Georgia mountains, and I cut trees for a living. And I know nothing about this type of technology, but I knew I could learn it.
Right.
And if I just found the right people to teach me. So you've been an inspiration for me. I know that God told me that I was a branch in the vine. And if I didn't produce fruit, I was going to get cut off. And I was in the process of being cut off. And I just want to be an encourager to those that are out there that may have found themselves been in an abusive relationship as early as a child or even as an adult, been physically or emotionally abused, people who've struggled with bitterness and unforgiveness. Those are key elements that make us sick and diseased. It opens the door for an enemy that wants to kill us to come in and have access to us. And so I'm a minister of reconciliation, and God, according to 2 Corinthians, has given me this ministry of reconciliation as He's done for all of us. And my website is iamcoach.com. Not that I am the coach, but I am coaching you to the great I am.
I like that. Amen.
Okay. God bless you all. Thank you for having me here.
Charlie, thank you for being here. Charlie's got the greatest message of all time. And, you know, we all have a message, and he's carrying the great message. But a message is just a message if there's no one there to hear it. And that's why you'll hear me say all the time, the common denominator for anything successful is people. You got to have people. In the business world, we call it leads. In the ministry world, we call it a congregation. But either way, if there's nobody there to hear, then it's just, you know, it begs the old adage, if a tree falls in the forest and there's no one there, and I know that's a goofy philosophical, but the point of the thing is, someone's got to witness and hear and perceive, and that's why you got to have a platform. It might not be TW3, it might be something else. But the point of this is to say you've got to have some tools, and you got to be trained on those tools, and you got to use some sort of format that's going to get your message out to the people that resonates with your message. And I appreciate you so much, brother. And I definitely, on multiple levels, Georgia boy, Christian, born again believer. I mean, so I'm right there with you. But listen, you don't have to be, you know, a Bible thumper and to be in TW3. If you are, we welcome you. If you're not, we welcome you. We welcome all kinds. We want to give you, where you're at in your life right now, the resources you need to take your money, your business, and your life to new levels. Reagan, you might need a microphone there.
You might need to check out them socks, too. I wish we had a video.
I wish we had some videos of those socks.
Sushi socks.
Yeah. Garrett. Reagan's showing his socks off. Gary's got one other thing he wants to. Okay. We got to get Gary back on here. What's going on?
One other update. I forgot I have another sale that's in the mail. The guy mailed me the deposit. I mean, the payment.
Uh-huh.
So I have four sales this week while I've been working. You know, I mean, here, you know, half the week, you know, and everything.
Yeah.
But I also wanted to update just a website to get a hold of me versus my number that I left earlier.
Yeah, yeah, good.
So, GaryGreen1.com.
GaryGreen1.com.
Green with the E on the end, the number 1.com.
Absolutely.
If you want to get trained by one of the best with the most passion, you know, energy and willingness to help you, then I'm more than happy to, you know, help you with it.
And if they have already onboarded, because we've got a lot of members that's going to be listening to this as well, they've already got the TW3 package, but they'd like to be coached by you, they can connect over, and you've got different coaching packages and things you can sell them, correct?
That's correct. They can go to GarysFastTrack.com and access that.
Great. And guys, let this be, Gary's found a niche. He's found a niche. He's found something that's. I mean, it's like an ATM. He's learned his craft. And as you build your business, then you widen your business, because it's like Bill quoted my hero. You weren't here in the first session, but I told my Zig Ziglar story. I was recruited by Larry Reichert in the direct sales business. Larry Reichert was in cookware business, and Larry was the direct recruit from Zig Ziglar. And so I've grown up on Zig, and it's true. If you can have anything in life you want, if you'll just help enough other people,
what they want.
Bill, you got any final closing? Well, guys, thank you for tuning in to our podcast today. I want to thank all the members in this room for being here. I genuinely, from the bottom of my heart, love each and every one of you. I'm glad. It's just amazing to me that people came out from all the way from San Diego, California, and Florida, and all over Texas, all over the world, or all over the country at least, to come here. Joyce Wilson's son from Rutherfordton, North Carolina, and Atlanta, Georgia.
Well, I did play into his fears, because I said, well, how funny would it be if you brought all this equipment and nobody shows up?
Yeah.
In this room by yourself.
You know, you never get too far where fear is not knocking at your door. You know why I just kept hesitating even to do this? Because it's a lot of money to rent these rooms and everything. And I was just like, well, what if nobody shows up? You know, so I face it. You guys, I don't face the same fears you guys, because I've overcome that one. But there's nowhere in your business that you're going to grow to that you're not going to be tempted by. You can't do that.
You're putting yourself out there.
But I'm telling you, go for it. What I have learned in my business is, yeah, I'm going to fall flat on my face, but I'm okay with that, because I'll get right back up. The shame in it is when I keep falling flat on my face, tripping over the same thing over and over again. Something else will trip me up, but this last thing that tripped me up won't. Learn from it, move on. All right? This is Terry with TerryWilson3.com. We will see you on the flip side. Thanks. Hey, remember, if you want to go to the next level, you have to grow to the next level. And that's why I want to give you a free copy of my new book, You Are Worth More. Go to TerryWilson3.com/worthmore now.
Thank you for listening to our show today at TerryWilson3.com. If you would like more information on how we can take your money, your business, and your life to the next level, then please visit us online at TerryWilson3.com or call 800-673-1728.
Man, it's a great system here. This is good stuff here. I wish I found this company 10 years ago.